Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Me.
Well, hold on. So three, I was born on the 3rd. 3 is my lucky number.
You were not born on the 3rd.
I think I was.
You were born on the 6th.
I'm on the 3rd. I bet there's a 3rd. So it's got to be season 3.
All about me. It can't be all about you because that doesn't rhyme.
Is it? Oh.
It's got to be all about me.
Okay, what rhymes with Vanessa? And don't say Andressa.
What is it? What? Andressa. Season 3,
All About Me.
Season 3, Wine and Sympathy.
Oh,
hey.
That
yes.
Hey.
There we go. I think that sounded great.
Okay.
Yes.
So should we redo that whole thing? So, 1, 2, 3.
Really? All right. Season 3, All About Wine and Sympathy. Yes. Hi, everyone. Welcome to season 3 of Wine and Sympathy. Now, we're doing something a little bit different this season. We've decided that because everyone is kind of getting back to their almost normal lives, yeah, getting back to the day-to-day, and our schedules are getting really busy, we've decided to do season 3 a little bit differently, and it is just going to be Vanessa and myself musing about topics that we want to talk about.
Exactly. Yeah. And, you know, I think we have a lot of cool things to talk about. Not only do you have a wealth of knowledge with your history, background, and your education, but same with me.
Mm.
And together, we put our heads together, we put our glasses together, and boom!
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. It'll be good.
And thanks, of course, always to Asabi for creating and doing all of this stuff together on her computer.
Yay.
And that's not Canon Productions.
Yes.
For
thanks.
Having us on board.
Yes. Yes. Thank you. That's not Canon Productions. We should probably check in with them.
All right.
Anyway.
Do you know what? When we were talking about doing season 3 and, you know, moving and so much life has happened in the past couple of months, I actually came across the original Wine and Sympathy black folder, which I'm holding in my hot little hand.
Oh, my gosh.
And there was that 10 questions we did, our very first episode that we did together. Do
wow.
you want to do it again?
Yes, let's do that again.
Okay, ready?
Yes. I mean, it is 2022.
Oh, wow.
Get it? 2022. Oh. Okay, let's not put that into the universe.
What is your favorite wine?
Oh, gosh. My favorite wine has got to be the Rosé Moscato by Brown Brothers.
I believe that was your answer season 1.
I think it was.
So, Brown Brothers, shout out. We are still waiting for you to be our sponsor.
We are waiting, and we would really appreciate it.
I didn't actually mean to sound that aggressive, sorry.
That's all right. I mean, I'm drinking a Brown Brothers Rosé Moscato right now.
I'm drinking a lovely rosé. Thanks, Dan Murphy's.
Mm.
My favorite wine actually is rosé, but I prefer a French rosé because it's a little less sweet. And I must say, vintage cellars lately have had some amazing vegan and gluten-free, of course, and organic wines, especially rosé. So shout out to vintage cellars. We're doing a great job.
Fantastic.
Question number 2.
Yes.
What's your favorite color?
Oh, gosh. My favorite color is...
Has it changed?
I don't remember what it was last time.
Purple.
But No. It would have been blue. Either blue or rose gold. Those are the two colors that I love at the moment, and I would love to see them together. I don't really see them together. I don't know if that works well in physics, but it would be cool to see, like, a midnight blue or a...
Isn't that very royal, though? Like, the queen's, like, blue and gold.
Yes, but it's not the same type of gold. Like, it's not a yellow gold. It's a rose gold. Yeah. See, I'm all about the rose. All about the rose. What's your favorite color?
Still pink.
Still pink? Yep. See? Beautiful. You would look really, you do look good in pink, actually.
Really?
Yeah. It goes great with your skin tone and your red hair, which was not red back then.
Oh, my gosh. I was blonde back then.
You were blonde. Yeah.
Mm. All right. Next one. What is your favorite Christmas present and why?
That I've received? Mm, that I've ever received? Mm. Oh, gosh. There's so many. I mean, I'm old. I got to think about all the Christmas gifts that I've received throughout my life. Okay, I don't remember what I said last time, but I'm going back to, I was in my very late 20s because I'd just been cast in West Side Story and I was doing a production of West Side Story in California. And my dad bought me the Oscar Peterson Trio jazz interpretation of West Side Story.
Love it.
It was beautiful. I think still
that was your answer.
I think it was.
Because I know this question.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, we probably should have listened to our episode one again.
Nah. I like being spontaneous. Why?
I think I must have talked about my Barbies or something. But
what is it, though?
I don't have a present that was ever given to me that is my favorite.
Mm.
Because I prefer to give rather than receive.
Sure.
And I think that's what we said last time.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, with whom did you have your first kiss?
I don't even remember. Oh, God.
2 years has happened since we did that. I can't
My, well, I mean, I know I had my first kiss when I was maybe 4. Please don't write in. Don't say anything. We were children. This is what kids do.
Oh, catch and kiss.
Yeah. Yes. And I think his name was Kenny. And this was, right, he was this, all I can remember is a very pale little boy with shocking blonde hair. And we were both 4 because we were in preschool. And I remember, like, we told our parents that we were going to get married. That's all I remember. But I'm pretty sure that was my first kiss.
Mm. Right. So where is he now?
Do you I don't know. Shout out to Kenny from Missouri, if you're around. I don't know. What about you, your first kiss?
I don't recall. And to be honest with you, and this is something I want to touch on later, whether you either we talk about it on the podcast or not. Mm. But ever since I've been in this committed relationship with my current boyfriend, I can't remember any of my exes. I blank on their names. I blank on the experiences. And I have stopped having sex dreams.
Really?
In my dream the other night.
Yes.
I had this really hot guy who was, oh, he's so hot. And he's like grabbing my boobs and telling me how gorgeous I was. And he's like, should we have sex? I'm like, no, I'm in a relationship with, and I said my partner's name.
Yeah.
And then I walked away from this supremely hot guy in
my
dream.
That's amazing. I think you're in a committed relationship.
It's pathetic and I'm really upset about
it. Yeah, that sucks.
So, if you ask me what my first kiss was, I actually can't remember because all I can think about is
your current kiss. That's actually really beautiful. And he's a very lucky man. He's a very lucky man.
What is your favorite food?
Oh, God. Okay. Individual food or like
as a
genre of food?
Let's do individual.
Okay. Oh, my favorite individual food is meat.
six meat. Gosh, we are on fire.
I love meat, which is not. Yeah, I mean, I was a vegetarian for a long time. I was a vegan for a while.
Yeah, we both were.
And I love the vegan and vegetarian food options. I actually became a vegetarian to teach myself how to cook. That because I wanted to use proper ingredients. I didn't want to use processed foods. I wanted to understand the taste of food. And so for about 8 years, I was a vegetarian and kind of teetering on vegan as well. I didn't even know what a vegan was, but there was a period of my life where I ate no dairy products. I love meat. I love cooking meat. I love flavoring. I love to do all kinds of stuff with spices. So yeah, meat's my favorite food. If you ask me my favorite genre of food, can you even say that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a genre.
Yeah. Indian is my.
Oh my God. I was just thinking that as you said that.
Yeah. That's my favorite. Like I've often said, if I ate nothing but Indian food every day for the rest of my life, I would die a very happy person.
Yeah. I did do it for 2 years and it's insane. And you stink.
You do, but I mean, it's from all the great spices. What's yours?
I'm individual food. I'm really into these amazing like spring rolls that they have it rolled, or even pork bao. Oh my god, with the spicy hoisin sauce.
Oh, nice.
Making myself hungry.
Drink more wine.
Beautiful cheese platter and a gorgeous grapes and some hummus. Shout out to Aldi.
Yay, Aldi.
Much for always providing us with great food.
Yay to
Next
the Germans.
Question six. If you could go anywhere in the world, where would you go?
Oh my gosh. Okay. There's so many places to go. There's so many places I haven't been. At the moment, I'm really sort of dreaming of the beaches of Croatia.
Wow.
I know it sounds random, but I've seen photos. I had a friend who went, he brought back some photos, and it's just idyllic. Like, they've got this kind of mountainside that have houses all upon them. I mean, it's very picturesque. The water looks amazing.
My friends are from that region.
Oh, really?
Shout out to Alex and Tamara.
Oh, that's right. Hi, Alex and Tamara. But yeah, the beaches of Croatia. That's definitely where I'd like to go.
I'm still wanting to go to Greece. I think this is what my answer was last time. But my dream overall place to visit would be Egypt.
Oh, yeah. That would be fascinating.
Right.
With all the pyramids. Yeah, and the
and
Sphinx.
Murdering someone on a boat. Oh, no. Hold
okay,
on,
what?
Murder on the Nile.
Oh, that's true. Is that? It's a new movie, isn't it?
No, it's an old movie.
Oh.
But
it's remade it. Okay.
Gal Gadot.
Gal Gadot.
Gosh,
she's so sexy.
Gal Gadot.
I love her voice.
Love her so much.
She sounds so beautiful when she talks.
I know.
Anyway.
All right. So this one gets a bit deep.
Uh-oh.
When did you realize you had a gift?
Oh, that's right. I do remember this. And I remember saying, do I? Because I don't think of it as a gift, if you will. And I guess it depends on what you consider your gift. I don't know. I mean, I've been singing since I was a very young child. So if we want to focus on that as the gift, I've been singing since I was four.
I think your gift is more than just singing.
Yeah, maybe I do have the ability to comfort people. And I probably realized that in my 20s.
Comfort and help. I think you and I are very similar like that.
Yeah.
And I've realized that's my power recently. When I've been flitting back and forth between various occupations. I mean, I've still got a love and passion for all things performance, but I've noticed that my life revolves around helping others.
Yep.
Oh, Saint
yes.
Vanessa.
Look at you.
Oh,
I know what I'm going to do in Canva this afternoon.
All right. When did this question come into it?
Oh.
Number eight, what's your favorite dick size? And I know the answer that we said.
Wait, that was a question?
That was a question.
Was it?
Yeah.
Did we do this first episode on our own or was this with Catherine?
No, it was us.
It was just us?
And remember what we said for what's your favorite dick size?
No.
Large and in charge.
Oh, okay. I mean, that sounds like me. Oh, my gosh. So vulgar.
All right. Number nine.
Yeah.
When you first meet someone, what do you assess?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know that I... Well, no, I have to be. Even on a subconscious level, I must be assessing them.
Dude, you're an intimacy coordinator. Of course you do.
Well, yeah. I look at their smile. I do have an oral fixation. And so, yes.
You heard it here first, folks. Asabi has an oral fixation.
Not oral, oral. So I do like to look at people's mouths. And I guess that's the first thing I look at is their mouth.
Now I'm creeped out that you're looking at my mouth every time I talk.
Girl, I look at your mouth all day long.
Oh. Oh,
yeah, no. So
yeah,
you?
Okay, cool.
What about you?
What do I assess? Being in the position that I'm in now, as an occupation, I think I assess, it's kind of broad, but I think I assess people's attitudes immediately and their sense of state. Because if someone comes to see me and they're like wound up, like real tight, and then I have them on my table and I look after them and then I let them go and they're smiling and happy and they do a 5-star review, then I know I've done my job.
Yeah.
So I think I sort of step back and almost, you know when you do that little squint?
Yeah.
I'm not checking their aura because that's hard for me to do without permission, but I do look at the emotional state.
Yeah, sure. Can you, like, I know I can do this, but can you tell when someone is judging you. Like, you know when you meet someone and they immediately kind of, like, you get a sense and they give you a feeling, they give you a look, and you automatically know that they're thinking something negative. What do you, like, I tend to just smile through it and, because I'm taken aback by it because I go in thinking I'm just going to meet someone and, you know, go in with a positive attitude. And as soon as I get that sort of negativity, it shocks me for a second. Yeah. But I still smile through it, even though I know that, oh my gosh, this person has just given me a look or they've given me a feeling.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
There's
what
really
do you
cool
do?
A technique that you can do, and I've been doing it for years, to settle people when they have attitude towards you. You just sit. You put yourself in a position of acceptance. So you actually lower yourself, and I'm doing it right now.
Mm.
You lower yourself so they're taller than you.
Mm-hmm.
And you just listen.
Yep.
And you just nod and listen. And then they start to feel like they're in control of the situation again.
Sure.
And then they calm down.
Yeah.
It's
that
all
makes sense.
It's so physical. And it's also about just like making sure that you don't interrupt, you don't overspeak, you don't raise your voice. Everything is nice and calm and sing songy and gentle.
Cool. All right. That makes sense. And that I'm trying to think what I feel that in recent years I've kind of gone in, when I go in to meet people, I automatically have a barrier set up. So I'm not 100% relaxed until I meet them and then it's like, oh, okay, I can be safe and comfortable around you.
I actually think you should never be safe and comfortable around anybody.
Well, I mean, my mom and my dad.
Yeah, of course, your mom and dad. I mean, like, outside of
like a stranger.
Family,
yeah, yeah,
because
of course.
And also, I'm sorry, but family can turn around and fuck you.
They
Excuse
can.
Me, there's some spit swearing. Family can turn around and hurt you the most.
Mm.
So I think you should always have a protective barrier, or even, like, in my head I have, and it may sound weird, but I have, like, spikes coming out of my back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like a porcupine?
Yep, mm-hmm.
And I have them. And they are there to protect me. Because as soon as somebody comes for me,
yeah, exactly. You're ready to go.
Mm. Anyway, that's another subject for another time.
Yeah.
That.
I think that's good.
Okay. Our question 10, 2 years ago was, 2020 is our year. What do you want to achieve? Oh, my God. What did we think was going to happen in 2020?
Oh, well, I mean, you know, what was supposed to happen and what actually happened were two very different things.
On that note, let's take a short break. And we're back. Asabi, please elaborate on 2020 is our year. What do you want to achieve?
I have no idea what I said when I answered this. When did we recorded this in February of 2020, didn't
yeah,
we?
Yeah.
So we were on the precipice of this massive pandemic.
It was
2020.
Shit.
Yeah. And we had no idea what was happening, hadn't had any gigs canceled yet. I was making plans. And then it was like everything went to pause and, you know, stopped. So 2021 ended up being a pretty good year, like just sort of slowly coming back into things. Now that it's 2022, I sort of feel, and it's February of 2022.
What?
Whoa. I sort of feel that I'm right back in the same place where I was 2 years ago.
Yep.
And I've had to, because of everything that we lost throughout 2020, I've been rebuilding again. And now I'm back to that state that I was in 2020, where it was like, all right, I've got this offer and I've got this offer and this is happening and this is happening. So I'm back to it. I'm back where I was
2 years ago. Mm. But with it's almost like you've been given 2 years to prepare yourself for what's about to happen this year.
Yes.
You
oh
know,
yeah.
Like that was a practice round.
Yep.
And now we're going into our theatre and the camera's rolling and we're set, we're going.
Yes.
I kind of feel like this year has been like that. Not only have I moved in with my partner, my position has strengthened at work. I have managed to do a couple of little acting jobs, but it feels like it's such a stepping stone for growth.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas last year, yeah, we were trying to grow, but did we?
Well, it was like every time you'd take one step forward, you'd be pushed back two.
Paula Abdul had something to say about that.
She did. Cue music. And anyway, I think we could use that.
We should totally do that.
Small, like it's not. We're not playing the whole song.
Seriously, put music in.
Yeah. But no, exactly. 2021, at least for me, and I know for you as well, was a building year.
Yeah.
It was like 2019 over again for me. I was, you know, getting myself out there, doing things, getting noticed, and it's paying off in 2022. Like
I deserve all the good things coming your way, baby.
Yeah, I've just been nominated for a prestigious award here in Queensland, the Matilda Award. For
so what is Matilda?
So the Matildas are a theatrical award that was started in the mid-1980s here in Queensland for performers in the theatrical arts in Southeast Queensland.
So basically it's the Tonys of Queensland.
It's the Tony Awards of Queensland.
Oh my
yes.
God.
It wasn't always that way from what I understand. So it was named after a woman's dog, an actor. Okay. Yep. Out in Ipswich, I think is where she lives, or Laidley, out in that area. And it's just in those 30 years or so, it's just kind of ballooned to become probably the most prestigious theater award here in Queensland.
And so I'm your date?
You are my date.
Yay!
Yes. So we find out on the 29th of March whether or not I won this award.
Oh, we're going to take so many photos.
Oh, lots of photos. We're just going to have a great time. Oh, it's just going to be a good time. It's something I didn't see it coming,
what
honestly.
What were you nominated for?
I was nominated for the play The Revolutionist. And I think we talked about it last year.
We did, yeah.
On the podcast, yes. Yeah, so
tell me about your character in The Revolutionist.
My character is named Marianne Angèle. And she is sort of an amalgamation of Haitian freedom fighters. So the play is set in 1793 in France during the Reign of Terror. Gosh. It centers around the last few days of the life of Olympe de Gouges, who was a writer and playwright in France. She was a real person. And she challenged the patriarchy, and they did not like it, even though they were shouting, you know, egalite and fraternite and sorority. Well, they weren't actually shouting sororite. That was her sisterhood.
Yeah.
But they felt that no. Women shouldn't be free to have all of the same rights as us. But we deserve to have rights aside from the monarchy, but not women.
Well,
not women.
How timely was The Revolutionist to the world and
exactly.
What we all went through with the whole, you know, Epstein, Weinstein.
100%.
Right.
Yeah, just on the heels of Me Too. Yeah, it was. I mean, it's four women in a play, so it features Olympe de Gouges, it features Marie Antoinette, it features Charlotte Corday, and then my character, who is not actually based on a real person, but more of an idea.
She holds everything together, which
yeah.
is why you're nominated. Because I must say, I sat in the audience, which was brilliantly done. It was done like in a catwalk sort of style, and we were all
a fashion show.
It was like a fashion show, yeah. And my partner and I had, maybe delete that. Let's start again. My partner and I, we had goosebumps the whole time.
Oh, thank you.
And when you had a couple of really big speeches.
Yes.
But also
I got to get mad.
Yeah, and you sang.
I sang, and I used a Caribbean accent.
Yes.
The whole show.
It was really good. It was really good.
It was hard. So considering that I'm not from the Caribbean, I only know a couple of people from the Caribbean, and they weren't easily accessible to me. So it was a lot of YouTube research, I'd chat with my mates, I'd just work it out and, you know, just hoped
brilliant.
That it sounded at least, yeah.
I mean, it's obviously brilliant because you've been nominated for
it. I've been nominated. I know. It's crazy.
Well, that's just a really cool way to start the year because it's happening in March.
Yes.
But Wine and Sympathy friends, show us some love. If you have to jump online to the Matildas and give an outside vote, then obviously vote for us.
I don't know that you can do that, but...
People's choice.
Yeah. Yeah, they don't have that. It is chosen by a panel.
Right.
So, and to be honest, I do remember hearing mumblings of people saying, oh, someone from the Matildas is here tonight. And
what?
I, but I, you know, I don't allow that sort of thing to affect my performance. Like, I think it kind of, like, went into my head and then it went right out and I just got on with the show.
Well, why would you hold on to that? You need to just focus on the job at hand. Yeah. I mean, a neurosurgeon's not going to go into surgery and be like, oh, there's somebody in the viewing room watching me from, I don't know, Brains R Us.
Yeah, wherever.
You just got to do your thing.
Exactly.
Well done you.
Thank you. Thank you. So, yeah, so that's probably the best thing or the most exciting thing that's come out of 2021 for me leading into 2022.
There's still a lot more of this year to happen, so don't be putting any stops on that, mate.
It's only February. It's only February.
And we're in the third phase of COVID, which is Omicron, whatever. And I just want to – I personally want to stop talking about COVID.
Amen.
It's such a shit, and it's disrupted – so many things for such a long time, and I'm actually now turning into a bit of a conspiracy theorist, and I know and I don't want to start talking about it, but you know, a few people that are very close to me have had COVID in the early stages, and using a particular protocol, they actually survived it. So I'm very concerned about these jabs, our freedom of having these jabs, our freedom being taken away. And I'm also scared for the vulnerable. But I'm also really sick of talking about it and hearing about it. So should we make a pact?
I think we should. I'm happy to stop talking about it. I'd like to say to the universe that let's just put it away and let's get on with it. Let's just leave COVID behind. I think it's time.
I agree.
And no disrespect. Like, I mean, you know.
Oh, no. My disrespect.
My dad has it, you know. And
right now?
He does, yeah. But I believe he has the Omicron phase, and he's doing all right. I just talked to him. And he's, you know, he says that he's just got sniffles. Yeah, yeah. Your dad had the original. Your dad had, what was it, Delta or Alpha?
Alpha.
Alpha, yeah. So, no disrespect, but, you know, I'm tired of giving this disease power.
Love that. No more power to you.
No more power.
Bloody COVID. You can piss off.
Yeah.
And you know what? Don't leave your stuff at the door. Pick it up, take it, and we'll shut the door on the way out.
That's right. Throw your trash away. Mm-mm. I'm tired of picking up after you. I'm not your mother.
On that note, bitch COVID, let's take a short break.
And we're back. And it's just Asabi and Ness having a little
just
catch
us.
Up.
Oh
it's
my
just
God.
Us.
You know what this year is going to be. Not just us.
Just
we have
us.
So much to talk about and so many things to achieve. I feel like, where's our little game?
That's a good idea. Let me go and grab it. Just
pause.
Here's our game.
Oh, it's like you blinked and it was there.
I know. Bling-a-ling.
Do you know if we didn't take any out? So we have the misfortune of possibly picking up one of the ones we did last year.
But there's like 300 in there.
Is there?
I don't know. There's a lot.
Let's see. If we feel like we've done it before, let's like put it back.
Oh, I know we haven't done this one.
Okay.
It's only one star. So in case you don't remember, we have a little game called Open Up.
By Wiggity Bang.
Wiggity Bang, makers of Open Up. And it has a host of questions, like a myriad of questions on these little sticks, and you just pull one out and you ask. It's a great way to get to know your friends if you happen to go and grab a set of Open Up. So, the question that I've pulled, if you could only watch one movie for the rest of your life, what would it be?
The Lion King.
Oh, really? The cartoon or the live action?
The cartoon.
Yeah. That's beautiful. Really?
Yeah.
It's so scary when Mufasa gets killed.
Mufasa.
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 I just love it.
It is a great movie.
Great movie.
It's so good.
Brilliantly voiced.
The music was fantastic.
Music, everything about it. I saw it live in New York. I'll always remember that amazing time. I think I also saw it in Sydney a couple of times. But I love Disney. And I love The Lion King. It's my favorite of all time.
That's fantastic. The movie I would watch for the rest of my life, also a Disney movie, Frozen.
Oh my God, shut the front door.
I love that movie. And you know what? I was so annoyed with that song, Let It Go, because every two-year-old was singing it. And that's probably what was annoying me. But I've watched that movie so many times. I think I've seen it at least 100 times. I don't know. There's just, maybe it's the whole like sisterly love. So I can't speak. Sisterly love. And I think it kind of reminds me of the relationship that I have with my sister.
That's beautiful.
And, you know, like,
maybe
I just,
we're also going having hot flushes and you just want to be cold.
Well, I mean, I've loved the movie since before that.
Okay.
And I just saw the musical a couple of weeks, was it 2 weeks ago? Last week
How
I saw
it?
The musical. It was brilliant.
Here at Brisbane at QPAC. Yeah.
And yes. Yep.
Brilliant.
Brilliant. So if you get the chance to see the musical, go and see it. It's fun. Yeah. I love it.
I need to see more live theatre. But you know what? I think that recaps everything. Look, we'll be in contact again and we'll do another episode, of course.
Of course we will.
But I'm glad to be doing season three with me.
Or me.
And you. And us.
Us. Wine and Sympathy.
Wine and Sympathy. Yay. All right, guys. Make sure you jump onto our socials, Facebook, Insta. We'll be doing a couple of updates and, of course, check out everything that's available on That's Not Canon Productions. We have a huge community and they are excellent podcasts.
Excellent.
So please jump on board and like us all. Don't maybe like us on Spotify, maybe try us on other places.
Oh, hey, I don't know. Whatever you feel like listening to us on, it's fine with me. We should put it on YouTube.
Okay.
We could do that. I could put some YouTube, do something on YouTube. Anyway, that's us.
That's us.
All right. Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.